ready?
I am ready.
Hey, I'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
What shall we discuss? What have you been engaging and accomplishing?
We have been, okay, so I'll tell you what I accomplished that I just told Mary that was so much fun. So the IRS sent me a letter saying that, I owed them money, or maybe I owed them money. And, I had like heard what you telling Togi about, him not playing around with not paying the IRS and seeing where you're at. And that made me feel like, oh, okay, it wasn't such a big deal. And I got a letter from the IRS saying I owed them zero.
Congratulations.
So it is a choice. So I've been playing around with, it's a choice. It's a choice. And I've also been, when I get anxious or whatever about like these institutions, like a bank or the government, and you've been telling me so much, it's made up of people. So that's kind of just making it feel a little more relatable. That it's not something looming over me. It's just people. Just people, people, people. And individuals. Like these things are just made up of individuals. Just like me. So that is good. And then this, the property in Mexico that they weren't paying us and they weren't paying us and squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing. So we went down to Mexico to visit them. And actually, I felt good not talking with the people because it was like they were ignoring us. They weren't communicating, which to me was the most frustrating part of all. And, they did meet with us. We got in their face and they told us, they simply right now don't have the money. Eventually they would pay, but, it could be years and years and years. But as a little turn of events there, we ended up, we're going to go forward with the purchase of this place and sell our house in Old Town and live on our boat.
That is a significant change.
Yes. So it's pretty much, this is the course we're going in, and I feel pretty good about this. I mean, feel okay about this now, but I just want to ask you one thing, because I think, from what you say, or Bashar, or my own life experience, I have these ways of living that have been helpful to me, these little things, like you either follow the excitement. If you can't follow the excitement, I always say follow the relief, those are what I do sometimes in helping me make decisions. Like if I'm really excited about something, I'm like, okay, it's probably a good idea. I'll do it. Or if I'm relieved about something in my mind, that's probably the course of action I want to take. So when John first came up with the idea because of selling this house to get the cash to finish buying the place in Cabo, and living on the boat, and we were at breakfast, and when he first said it, I was very excited. I was like, oh yay, that's a great idea, what a great solution, da da da. And then that night I go to bed and I'm having anxiety. I'm like, oh, well, I can't live on a boat all the time. I'm like, I can't live on, what do we do with all our stuff? Where am I going to put all my stuff? I want more space and I'm even getting in a smaller space. What am I doing? So I was like a little bit of panic there. And then the day would come and I would feel, oh, I'm all right. Okay. I can do it. And then at night would come again, panic. And I would even say at night to myself, no. And I'm like, So I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So what the hell was I doing? Like following? So it's like, and I know there's not a right or wrong way to go, obviously, but for myself, you know, what's like, which side do I listen to? Do I listen to the side that was excited during the day or the side that's saying, don't do it at night, you know?
What I would say to you is this is an excellent example of the black and white. Either jump or don't jump.
Yeah.
Either move in one direction absolutely or don't move in that direction absolutely. And I would say to you that if you are evaluating the situation realistically, that it is not that black and white. And I would say to you that there is an aspect of you that already knows that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yes, that's where I am right now.
Already know that, and that is the reason that you have that excitement and that you are in that direction of allowing yourself to move forward. The doubt is that black and white piece. That all or nothing, either or. And in that, as I express, you already know that it isn't black and white.
Yeah.
And that you incorporate options. And in that, there are even options that you haven't necessarily thought of yet.
Yeah.
Or options that you haven't necessarily entirely actually entertained, even if you have given yourself moments of different ideas. Those are the beginnings of that other direction of not moving in the black and white and having the ability to see that you do have choices, you do have options. It is not all or nothing. And yes, it is a decision to be engaging a considerably different lifestyle that can be an adventure also. And in this, what I would say to you is at this point in your life, this could be considered very typically you and your partner. That both of you have been expanding and moving in directions for several years now of genuinely altering your perceptions, genuinely expanding your self-awareness, genuinely moving in directions have reevaluated importances considerably and have both, in different degrees, moved in directions of evaluating what actually is important to you, and that being more in the direction of being comfortable, being happy, incorporating fun, for lightness, not being as serious. Not that you do not interpret some serious aspects, but that for the most part you have reevaluated what is genuinely important to you. And this direction is very much in keeping and in alignment with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourselves choices, different options, allowing you directions are less encumbered, more mobile, more free, and allowing yourself to be less conventional.
Yeah. And I think it's like I feel okay about it now, and I think the reason is because of like that black and white. Like, it doesn't, I don't know why you think, oh, you make this decision and then everything will be doom and gloom or not. But it's like, if we live on the boat and I'm like, hey, I don't like it, then we stop living on the boat. It's like, what's the big deal, you know?
Correct. And that is another factor that is tremendously significant that you actually have accomplished in relation to altering your perception. That this is a giant step in moving in that direction of that when you engage a choice, if you don't like it, you can change it.
Yeah. And if you engage a choice, it doesn't just mean you only have a limited number of choices from that point. You actually might have even more. It's infinity number of choices that could happen, you know.
Correct.
Which makes everything feel better.
I would express congratulations.
Yeah. So that's all good. That's all good.
New adventure.
Yes. We will see.
Let me inquire of you, when were you interpreting a plan to begin this new adventure?
Well, okay, so I am only so adventurous. I told him, I said, if, you know, who knows time frame on, especially when this unit will be ready, but I think it's not supposed to be till summer. So I said, let's get through the winter in the townhouse. And put it on the market for the spring. So it would be the spring. We would start to live on the boat. There's a marina here because obviously we want it here in D.C. where our jobs are for now. But they don't know if they're doing some renovations, so they don't know if they'll have a slip or not. So I'm not quite sure where we would put it or what we would do, but the plan is spring. All the details just haven't come about yet, so we'll see.
Very well, and it is not ultimately necessary that all the details are present yet.
Yeah, and you know what? Oddly enough, I feel okay. At first, I was like, want to get it all nailed down, and I'm like, I feel okay with it all. I'm like, okay. Whatever, it'll just happen. Surprisingly, I'm okay with all the details not being nailed down.
I would congratulate you tremendously.
Yeah, it feels huge. Feels huge. Feels a relief. And more, like, and I know I've told you this before and that I've been aware of this, and being aware of it and being able to actually do it sometimes are two different things. But like when I'm with the anxiety, you know, I am aware that when I'm anxious, that is like taking away the enjoyment of this moment that I can have. It's like you're trading living a joyful life in the moment for the anxiety. So I realize that.
That is significant also.
Yeah. So I'm thinking now I am getting, I had a little bit of that and I realized it, but it wasn't nearly as strong as it used to be in the old days. And I'm like, yeah, I just, my job really is just to be in this moment and to feel how I want in this moment, because this is the, I mean, I know we say this over and over and in our circles, it's always, oh, there's nothing but the present. It's now, but it really is. If not only, I mean, I'm getting this, not only is your moment better in the now, then it just, I mean, it's just, that's your life right there. That's your life. There's the lightness there. I'm just getting that more and more, and I really like it.
And I...
Oh, Elias, I think I lost you.
No.
Oh, no. What did you say? You said, and you, well, I could...
I agree.
Yes, yeah, figure.
I am tremendously acknowledging of you in this direction and in all that you have accomplished in relation to your perception and recognizing what your choices are.
Yeah, choice, 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 choice. It's so...
Yes, and you always have more... And in this, my friend, what you are also doing is you are living what I have been expressing such a considerable time framework. You are living that principle of recognizing you always create more. And what do you want to create more of? In this, you are intentionally choosing to create more of what you want and what is satisfying to you and not what is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That is living intentionally.
Oh, yes.
Ha ha! Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Feels so good. Okay, so now I just want to talk about my window dream trigger more.
Very well.
So since you told me that the window is my dream trigger, when I wake up, I'm noticing, yeah, I got a lot of dreams with windows in them. But I'm still not at the point where in my dream, I'm like, okay, I want to touch this window. I haven't got to that point yet, but I'm kind of curious about like how these dream triggers get either chosen, how you choose them, or is it the symbolic? Like, how come I have a window for a dream trigger?
That is an interesting question. I would express that your dream trigger is generally some image that can be expressed in the type of flexibility that it would be, in a manner of speaking, reflective of your desire, your personality, what is genuinely important to you. Therefore, it is an image that is created by your genuine inner self. that aspect of you, that part of you that is the essential you and the driving factor or the driving mechanism in you. In that, the symbol or the image would be reflective in many different capacities, with a window that may be more obvious than another individual's dream trigger that may seem more singular, let us say.
Yeah.
But you can see with the image of a window that that can be representative of many different expressions.
Yeah.
Actions. All dream triggers are. They merely may not automatically seem to be, but for each individual, their dream trigger, the image of their dream trigger, is symbolic in the same capacity. It is flexible and can be applied in any direction in many different capacities, and is an image that is representative of that individual's inner core, so to speak, which includes your personality, your guidelines, your essential self, all that is the makeup of what makes you you, individually and uniquely.
So when I had, when I told you before, like when I read Oversoul 7 and there's that character window in there, and it's interesting because sometimes like things feel significant and you don't know why, like you might see someone, you just feel like it's significant. So when I read that, when I was reading that character window, that felt significant to me, didn't know why. So did that feel significant to me, one, because that window is another focus of mine, or because the symbology of window, like being my dream trigger?
Significant in relation to it being your dream trigger, and I would express that the character was also, yes, a representation of another focus of you.
So that character in those books, they're not, are they, they were a representation, they're not really
actual character?
Yeah, like no. Do they have a human form, not a human form, but a physical form other than in the book?
They are a representation.
Okay. All right.
Therefore, I could express that they have human forms, but not specifically.
Yeah.
They have human forms that they are representing.
Right. And speaking, although we weren't, but okay. Now I want to think about essences with all these people. So many people now are channeling. And some, you know, different essences, some different focuses, some whatever, but, and there's different personalities in all these channelings. Are there these different personalities because of the people that are, doing the channeling, or in essence, this is one of those sounds like a silly question, but in essence, are there still all those different types? Like, if you take out the human element, are there still a lot of different persona? Can the personalities, in essence?
Generally speaking, yeah. In this manner, when I initially introduced myself for the first time with the group of individuals with Michael, that was the manner in which I expressed my introduction. As an energy personality essence. In this, yes, essences do incorporate a type or of personality. It is not the same as you express as individuals, for it includes all of those personalities also. Therefore, as essence, all of my focuses in any given physical reality express personalities. Now, all of those personalities are aspects of this essence. And that forms into a personality in a physical manifestation. That personality is developed by each individual focus and therefore generates a contribution to essence. In a manner of speaking, understand, not literal.
Yeah.
Figurative, for is not that you would think of. But in that, it is interchangeable in a manner of speaking, but even if an essence chooses never to engage any physical realities and therefore never incorporates any physical focuses, that essence would still incorporate qualities that would be distinguished as a personality, an individuality, a uniqueness.
Okay.
It is somewhat different from you in physical focus, for you do incorporate that element of separation, which emphasizes that uniqueness and that individuality. And within consciousness, essences do not incorporate that aspect of separation, but there are qualities that generate distinctions of different personalities.
So when we shift and to the fifth dimension, when we know that when we know it'll be a choice to be separate, or when we choose to be separate, will we understand more of what it of our essence? It'll be like like it'll be more of your experience?
You will, and yes, considerably more. Already,
yeah,
understand much more than you did years prior.
Yeah.
But yes, you will continue to be expanding, and you will understand more and more. Yes.
Yeah.
And the more that you understand, or the more that you know, the more choices you have, and the more avenues you can maneuver in. Not that your choices are limited now, but you're not aware of them all. Such as, you intellectually can express to yourself now that separation is an invention associated with physical realities, and that you do have the ability to move beyond that, and therefore you could express to yourself intellectually now that you could be more interactive with an individual that has died.
Yeah.
But you intellectually have that information.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily know how to implement that. Therefore, it is not necessarily that your choices are actually limited, or that you don't have as many choices, but you are not aware of what choices you have yet.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I definitely want to do that, but even in my dream, like going back to my dream trigger and my dreams, I mean, there have been times, but it's not been for a long, long time. And but I've had dreams where I'm like, oh, I know this is a dream. And maybe one where I could try, like, experiment with manipulating it for a very short time, but it just seems to be further and further away than closer and closer for me to be able to do that in my dreams, be aware that I am dreaming in my dreams.
And let me express to you, don't actually necessarily have to be aware that you are dreaming in the dream. And you can access that dream trigger anyway. I would express it might be a surprise to you in the moment or initially, but in that it is not actually necessary for you to know objectively or understand what you are doing in the dream, in that even not being aware, if you moved your attention to that dream trigger, to a window, and in the dream, the window became important instead of what is occurring around the window, that would be enough.
Now, do you think I am being more aware of the windows in my dreams now because I know it's a dream trigger when I wake up? Or in my dreams, are windows somehow becoming subtly more important?
Both.
Okay. So I'm kind of moving towards that then, right?
Definitely. Yes.
And so it, since there are no freaking coincidences, and I, it's so how ironic is it that a window is my dream trigger and I'm the one that touched the window in the boat and the boat windshield just shattered? Is that a coincidence, Elias?
Not a coincidence at all.
Yeah.
I would express that that was excellent imagery, very strong, and allowing you to not only recognize how powerful you are, as I expressed to you, but also how quickly and easily you can affect and introducing to you in a very different capacity that aspect of magic.
Ah.
All you had to do was touch it.
And I joked about that afterwards. I'm like, oh, look at me. Look how powerful my thing, my touch is. You guys better stay away.
I would express that as more real than you realize.
Well, you know, I kind of, I mean, I agree with that, but it was kind of, I mean, the thought did, I mean, obviously since I joked around with it, there was some part of me that was wondering, maybe there is more to this than I really think, you know. A lot of fun. So, okay. Well, Elias, things are going along marvelously. So.
I am tremendously acknowledging of you in that.
Okay. Go ahead.
That it is easy and that you are moving in directions that are comfortable. How are you engaging at this point with your children?
You know, I'm engaging, I think we're at a good place. You know, I've had a hard time in the past with my daughter, our challenging, but that all seems to be smoother, and I think she's, you know, she is a very bright, strong, talented, creative individual. And I am, you know, I always like would say the words and partly know it, but I feel like I'm experiencing that more. And I don't know if that's in part with her or if together we're coming to, like, I'm believing it more. Because I don't know if it's because she's believing it more or I'm believing it more and it's happening, or, I mean, I'm sure it's all this interconnected and it and the lines get a little blurry with that, but I do feel like less, I guess the best way to describe it would be saying less powerlessness. I'm feeling less powerless about my relationship with her and about her and living her life. So, am I?
And I would express also to you that it is not a matter of one or the other, or which one of you is generating it. You are both doing it together.
Yeah.
And in doing that, it is also contributing to building a trust that allows you to move in harmony with each other more easily.
Yes. And I feel that. And it's good. And my son, he is seems to be doing well too. He's getting ready to graduate. And it's very interesting because he said to me for the first time, you know, this whole thing about him going into the Marines and da da da. And I'm happy for him. And we've had conversations that help me, you know, feel good about that. But he said the other day, he's like, oh, you know, I tried for 4 years. And if I don't like it, I can do something else. And I was like, whoa, that's the first time I've heard. Like, it seemed this Marine dream seemed to not be such a hold on him anymore. He still wants to do it. But there seemed to be a lessening in that, which I felt, to me, it felt like more choices, options, that maybe he was even starting to, like, oh, this Marine thing isn't a do or die. And that felt good as well.
And what I would have in that.
All right, you faded out again. What did you say?
Excellent. You are. It is an example of how automatically when an individual wants to move in a particular direction or wants to do a particular action or wants to create in a particular manner and they are being faced with or they are being influenced with other individuals that are expressing, oh, they want it more. Or if they feel unsupported, so to speak, they want it more. But once it is accepted, then the attraction in many situations lessens.
Oh my God, that was so powerful.
Not that they may not continue to incorporate some attraction in a particular direction, but it becomes less intense, less strong. Even if they are not actually being opposed, if they perceive that whatever it is that they want to do is not being entirely supported, that creates this response that they become more determined.
That is great. Thank you for bringing that up to my awareness. I mean, I get it 100%, and that's all that interconnectedness. That's a piece of the interconnectedness as well.
Yes, most definitely. And this is an excellent example. For in that, you can use that example in many capacities futurely. For in that, you can remind yourself that you don't have to agree to be supportive.
Yeah.
In a genuine manner.
Yeah.
And being supportive in that genuine manner is expressed by, one, removing your fear in relation to what the other individual is doing.
Yeah.
Also, reminding yourself that this is not your choice. You wouldn't necessarily engage this choice, but this is an interest of the other individual. And whether you agree with it or not, you are not engaging it. They are. And this is a part of their journey and their exploration. Therefore, I'm moving yourself in a direction of that genuine allowance. Now, that does not mean that you deny yourself and you express that you agree what the other individual is choosing. No, you can continue to hold your opinion and you can not necessarily agree. But when you remove the factor of whatever you are afraid of.
Yeah.
Remove that and place that to the side, and therefore can be interactive with the other individual in an uncolored manner, for the fear is put aside. It is acknowledged, but it is acknowledged as your guidelines and associated with your guidelines, not directly in association with the other individual. Therefore, placing that aside and expressing the ability to interact with the other individual without that coloring of or interaction, for even if you do not express that overtly, it is mingled in your energy, and the other individual receives it, and therefore you may not be necessarily opposing the other individual, but you are also not supporting them.
Yeah.
And when they perceive that they are not being supported, even if they are not being opposed,
yeah,
that creates more of an attraction of what they want to do.
Yeah. I feel all that. I feel like I can feel the energy coming from me and then how that and the reciprocal experience with myself. I mean, I feel everything you were just saying. It's dead on. I get it. I understand it. I felt it. I've experienced it. It's really powerful.
Excellent example, once again, for you, where you can draw on that in other experiences with other individuals when they move in directions you don't agree with and they are engaging choices that you don't agree with. And that you might be justifying yourself in not agreeing with because your perception is that there is a possibility of harm coming to them.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a very easy justification, which reinforces that expression of pushing your guidelines on to another individual.
Yeah. I get it.
But when you pause and step sideways, in a manner of speaking, and recognize these are my guidelines, and yes, I do feel this anxiety in relation to this possibility. This is the direction that my perception moves in, but this is me. And this is obviously not what the other individual's perception is. And these concerns are obviously not their concerns or not important to them presently. And in that it is not your job to be instructing them as to what the dangers are.
I got it.
They will respond to the dangers themselves if they present the dangers to themselves, which they may not.
Yeah. All right, so then moving on to John's eldest daughter. We saw them over Thanksgiving, and it felt like that was one of our, she's been very angry at John for a long time. You know, John wasn't in her life very much when she was growing up, and there's a lot of hurt and resentment tangled up. And we've had, since John and I have been married, we've had a couple meetings with her that were, you know, tearful, painful, angry, you know, whatever. But this last time we met, you know, she still spoke her mind, and we listened. And, you know, at one point I even said to her, I said, yes, you had a powerful childhood, I mean, a painful childhood. And some people like will take that and turn bad, and you took it and you made something wonderful out of it, because she's an excellent mother. She's raising these wonderful children. And I felt a relaxing in her, one, because I thought, well, you know, she's being heard, she's being acknowledged. And I think she is, the relationship that, you know, it's kind of weird. I don't know, obviously, between her and John, or and me in there, how I fit all in. But that was also really good. It felt like a more of a softening in that relationship. So that was good as well.
And that also is an excellent example of you implementing that information, which is so important, about acknowledging individuals, that when you acknowledge them, when you honor them, that is genuinely what every individual wants.
Yes.
When they perceive that they have been wronged, what they want is that acknowledgement. That is the reason that individuals value a genuine or sincere apology so much. But more than that, what they want is they want to be seen.
Yeah.
They want heard. They acknowledge in what they have experienced, and in a manner that expresses the importance of that. The importance of them.
Yeah.
That they are important, that they deserve more than to be discounted or ignored.
Yes.
And that there is a genuine recognition of their value and their importance. This is what I mean, and what I have expressed so many times when I express to individuals that it is important to honor the other individual. When there is a conflict, when individuals choose to end relationships, whenever you are in a situation in which you perceive there could be significant conflict between yourself and another individual in anything, even in relation to the property, when you and I discussed that previously. It is a matter of expressing yourself, but always including that factor of honoring and acknowledging the other individual.
Yes, yes. And I felt that with the property, with going down and seeing them. It was, and it felt good, actually. It's a much better way to be with our fellow humans, much better.
And that removes a tremendous factor of conflict, Father. That is what every individual wants and values, is being acknowledged, being witnessed, that they are seen, that they are heard, and that they are important. And when individuals recognize that, when they feel that, that they are being acknowledged, that they are being witnessed, it removes so much of that conflict that has been or that could potentially be.
So, we don't have much time left, but that brings us, John's son. There actually is some conflict there now because we, through long story short, he gave his daughter, one of his daughters, a certain amount of money. But John did that because he was under an obligation from a divorce agreement. And now his son wants that same amount of money. And John said he'll give him some, but not as much. And the reason John, you know, honest to a fault, which is probably not a fault, but says, you know, the only reason I did that is because I had to per this agreement. And his son got upset. And also, John wanted to know about a program that is in school that his son was in, and his son got upset and now is not really speaking to him. So I don't know really if I have a question. I'm sure that's all going to work itself out, but I wonder if that is as much of being seen and heard or not feeling as worthy as, you know, not getting the same treatment as the other sibling did.
Yes. Subject.
Okay.
I would express that that is the same type of situation. This is what I am expressing in relation to conflict between people. It matters not what the subject matter is. It does not matter what the subject is. The point is, the conflict ensues when one individual feels wronged.
Yeah.
Or when one individual feels that they are not being heard or not being seen. Therefore, they are being devalued. When you honor the other individual, and you do witness them, and you do express in the manner of acknowledging them, it removes a tremendous amount of that conflict, for that is what the individual wants. And this is a clear example of that. The individual feels devalued, not as important as the other one. So why would you give to one and not to the other if they are equally as important? The logistics of it are unimportant to that individual. He doesn't care.
Right.
What is important to him is being acknowledged as being valued and being important, and then expressing that in manners that convey that money is not the measure of how important you are.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I am confident that all this is going to work out, but I do think it's more of John's working out than mine, but...
I agree.
Yeah, so...
Remember, you are always an example.
Yes. And we're all interconnected, and we all influence. I know all that. Okay, well, I have more to tell you, but I'll just have to wait because our time is up for now.
I shall greatly be anticipating of our next meeting and more of your news.
All right, Elias, as always, I so enjoy our conversations.
I also in tremendous lovingness to you, as always. And dear friendship, au revoir.
Au revoir.